Well, God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. It is a cold, wintry mix day we have here. We have snow, we have rain, we have sleet, and sometimes we have all three coming down, along with slick roads and whatnot. So, please, by all means, be careful in these streets. If you're in the Michigan area, Oakland County area, wintertime, baby. There's nothing like it. You feel me? Look at me real quick in Isaiah chapter 49, around verse 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Or the lawful captive delivered? But thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. And for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Father, even the Bukhariya Bashila Bosoko Basira. Lord God, we thank you right now for delivering us. Hallelujah. The captives, the media that takes our children captive. It was just talking about that, Lord God, on one of the stations, how the media takes, portrays and put out things that are false or negative or contradictory to you and to your word and to your people and just about anything goes nowadays, Father God, on the news. Integrity and honesty and different things and the whole story. It's rarely reported. But even now, right now, whose report shall you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. And according to your report, Father God, in Isaiah 49 and 25, our children shall be delivered. Even now, Father God, those who have been taken captive by TikToks, those who have been taken captive by media. And we're not even blaming TikToks or Facebooks or social medias. But even now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we understand addictions. We understand in the name of Jesus being brought captive by something or some kind of media that portrays life and portrays beauty or portrays successfulness or portrays different things as the world sees it. But you said in your word, Father God, love not the world, not the things that are in the world. For all that in the world are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So even now, as we come praying against the enemy, we come praying against the captives, we come praying against the captors, we come praying for those who have taken us at their own will and for their own success and made prey and gotten rich and gotten successful and gotten notoriety and gotten all these things. From the backs and minds and addictions and afflictions of other people. So even now, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name for total deliverance. We ask, Father God, that we be made whole. So, Father God, we just don't want to be dokola by healed, but we want to be made whole. We don't want to be like the nine lepers that just got healed and took off running, but we want to be like the one leper that came back, Father God, and gave you the glory and was made whole. Even now, Father God, we don't want to be a rabodoko just with a word, but we want to live the word and eat the word. We want our children delivered. We want our family saved. We want discipline. We want erabosha, eka yinamoso, in the name of Jesus. Even now, I pray, Father God, I thank you right now for your blessings. I thank you right now for your mercy. I thank you right now for all that you've done and what you're still doing. Because you're God and God all by yourself. And Father, as we wrap up in the name of Jesus in this election season, this election year, as we are getting ready to start hearing things in the name of Jesus, glory to God, about this candidate and that candidate. And all media based at different things. Father God, we ask that we don't get caught up in that foolishness. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, bless us indeed. Give us wisdom. Let us, Elaboshaka, consult you about our choices and about what we're doing and different things. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to Chikarabodo Korabashi. Rabade Kobabodo Sokorabasi Baha. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Rabo do kora baha. Eba shikora baha. Rabba do kora bokora baina ma sibrabo doko. Abba shikora baba karia maha. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you right now for your anointing. Thank you right now, go ba shikara, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Rabo do kora basi. Abo do kora ba kora ba. Labo siki. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you and worship you right now. Hey, we lift you up for what you're doing. What you're, let us display the love of God. Let us display the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Make our ways plain paths. Let it be straight this week. Let us walk in grace and mercy. Let us walk in the anointing this week. Let us walk in victory this week. Give us some good news this week, Lord God. Give us good news this week, Lord God. Let us walk in the victory. Let us think before we speak this week, Father God. Let us think before we speak this week, Father God. Because we have gotten ourselves in a lot of trouble. We have gotten ourselves with our mouths. So let us even now start writing checks with our mouths, that our body and our faith and our anointing, our holiness and discipline can't even cash. Help us right now, Lord God. Let not our churches just have lights, camera, and action, but not love. Bless us right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Rabba de Karabo. Fill somebody up with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Deliver the captives this week, Father God. Bless us indeed. Heal us indeed. Make us whole. Make us whole. Glory to your name, Father. Display your love right now. Thank you right now for the healings. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lead us into the way we're supposed to be. Glory to God. Let the years that we have in our lives mature us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to your name, Father God. God bless you and keep you.